Good morning, 9:10 here on KGGF. As we go throughout a Friday, it is time for our chat with the folks from Sun Group. And on the line to start things off, we do have Keith Beaumont. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. And I understand you got a couple of guests with us in addition.
Yes, we do. We're going to talk a little bit about appraisals today. And so I got a couple experts here with us today. We got our chief appraiser, Sean Short, and we got David Sundgren in here as well. Both of these guys have been doing appraisals for many years, and we're going to get into why you would want to do appraisals and kind of how that works and a little bit about our company as well. So,
excellent. That sounds like a plan. So do you have any, do you have, and by the way, I was going to ask you, did you have any upcoming auctions to start about, or did you just want to get right into it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we do, we just got one scheduled yesterday, and thanks for bringing that up, because, and I'll get into that a little bit more probably next week and coming up. We're going to schedule one here in the middle of April. It's going to be a nice little farm auction. We're going to have some tractors, some hay equipment. We're going to have dump truck, some grain trucks. So we're going to have some different things in there. We'll talk more about it as it gets closer, but it's going to be a nice little farm auction. And again, we're going to kind of schedule that in the middle of April too. So, but yep, we'll be talking more about that as it gets closer.
Good deal. So what should we know about appraisals? Kind of what's, a definition? Where do you start when you're kind of doing an appraisal, and what should people know about that?
Well, and this is David Sundgren. I've been, I'm a certified general appraiser in real estate and have been for over 30 years. But Sean Schwartz is our chief appraiser in our office now. We have four certified appraisers. We also have four auctioneers and 10 salespeople. We're not a large office, but we're one of the few in the state, I believe, that offers all of those services. But I'm going to let Sean answer that question.
Yeah, as far as appraisals, we do a wide range of appraisals for different types of properties. Kind of our roots are in farm and ranch. We also do a lot of residential, urban and rural residential appraisals. We cover south central and southeast Kansas. And, there's a long list of counties, but pretty much from Wichita over to Independence for urban or, for residential. And then we've got a database of sales that help us cover nearly the whole state. When it comes to ag properties. As far as what kind of appraisals people need, we do them for a wide range of uses, primarily mortgage lending, a lot for estate and trust planning, sometimes for division of marital assets or divorce. We help buyers and sellers come together on a value when they're not sure. And then there's government acquisitions and business mergers, too.
Now, I did want to ask you guys, so what does it take to become an appraiser? Is that something that, like, each state regulates? Is there a test involved? I mean, what's the process?
Yeah, there's it is state certified. It requires that you take a certain amount of education, and then you have to be supervised by a certified appraiser for a period of time. And there's three different levels of certification. There's state licensed, there's certified residential, and there's general certified. Dave and I are general certified. That's the highest level recognized by the state. You need that to appraise complex land, commercial properties. The other two are more focused on residential appraisals. And, it takes about 200 hours of classroom education to get the residential certification. It takes 300 hours to get the general, and then quite a bit of time with a mentor training you in the field, actually doing the work, and that usually takes about 2 years minimum to get a license.
Wow. Now, say if someone looks up a tax record for a business or for a residential property, usually on there is like an appraised value number. Is that number come from you, or where does that actual number come from? Is that just sort of an estimate?
Well, I mean, that's a valuation that comes from the state. It's based on mass appraisal techniques. It's different than what we do. It can be accurate, it can be inaccurate. The state, each county has to value every property, and they value every property without looking at them individually. They may go out and look at the properties every few years, but they don't get to go inside. They generally just get some rough measurements. It tends to not be to the detail that a certified appraiser works, but it's a different process.
Gotcha. So what is kind of your process as you go through for an actual appraisal that you do? I mean, how long might it take just for maybe an average, we're talking just like an average residential home and a residential lot and that sort of thing?
Sure. When we're doing a residential, if it's an in-town house in a neighborhood subdivision, we go out and we look at the property. That usually takes about 30 minutes. We measure, we take pictures, we take notes. We call that our data collection, property viewing. And then the rest is accomplished in the office. The primary thing that we focus on is the sales comparison approach. So we have to find other sales as similar to the subject property as are available, and that's kind of where we hang our hat on what property's worth. If a 1,500 square foot ranch style house on an urban lot sold for $150,000, that's a pretty good indication of value. And if we can find three or four that kind of support that same price, then that's how we would come up with the value. That's one way.
Sure. And then
the whole process would take about a day. It may not be the same day. You might do an inspection in an afternoon and the next day or 2 days later do the actual report. But about a day and a half to do a typical urban appraisal.
And like you said, probably with that comparison, you know, that is, it's going to vary a lot by the locale where the property is located. You know, a similar home in maybe Independence or Fredonia or something, it might differ from a house in, Peru or Edna or something like that.
You're absolutely right. Location is a huge factor when you're talking about comparables. And my career has been a lot of it's been focused in the rural community, and so when you're dealing with small towns of 100 to maybe 2,500 residents, you're lucky to find three recent sales that really match your subject from a physical characteristic standpoint. So sometimes we have to, for example, if we're appraising something in Eureka, we might have to go to Fredonia for a sale, or Yates Center, or some other community with similar characteristics and market appeal.
So, I guess what kind of people are going to be, needing an appraisal? Obviously, if you're in a home selling or home buying situation, that's probably one right there. And I guess in that situation, who ends up paying for the appraisal, or is that kind of baked into the sale cost? How do you actually work the cost of the appraisal? Because your time is obviously quite valuable.
Well, I would say most of the residential appraisals occur because somebody's buying a house. So typically the buyer is going through a lender to get a loan to buy the house. That lender is actually the person or the entity that wants the appraisal. They want to know that the house being purchased would support the loan. They don't want to loan $100,000 on a house that's only worth $80,000. And so that's why we're engaged usually by the lender. And so technically the buyer typically pays for the appraisal. One interesting thing that I'm reminded of based on your question is the client, and I specifically mentioned that the lender is our client, even though the buyer of the house is probably the one that's writing the check for the appraisal. An appraiser is engaged by the lender, and that's who they're really allowed to visit with and you know, share their findings. And that can be a bone of contention when you're dealing with the public, because a lot of times the buyer wants information, but we have to report that to the lender.
Sure. I mean, that makes total sense. So anything else that people should know about, maybe any misconceptions that you run into about appraisals?
You know, I think for the most part, appraisals are pretty upfront and forward. They are more challenging when you're dealing with rural areas. There's more data in urban areas, and so it's a little easier to be accurate. So I guess that's what I would say.
Sure, that makes sense. I think I've definitely learned a lot just from our short conversation here, but is there anything that you want to add on this topic? Because it's a timely topic, especially if people are looking to buy a home or sell a home in that sort of regard.
Well, I mean, Dave touched on it earlier, and I think we have a unique real estate firm in that we have the ability to help people with auctions, real estate sales, and appraisals. Sorry, and I think the appraisal division helps us give people information and make their decisions, and then we're able to take them to the next step if they decide that they want to sell, and we've got great information to kind of support our findings. Another thing I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit is, you know, we've touched on some of the real basic reasons people do appraisals, but we've been doing appraisals at Sun Group for probably about 35 years, and we've learned to do some really complex assignments. You know, in Southeast Kansas, we have the opportunity to appraise some really big ranches, probably some of the biggest in the state. And we also we get exposed to properties that have unique complexities, like oil production or wind turbines, or perhaps high voltage transmission lines. And so those are the types of appraisals that our ag department gets to work on that maybe not everybody realizes would be the type of appraisal work you do.
Sure, that's a good reminder, because there are a lot of different layers, especially, you know, we've talked about easements and that sort of thing before on the program, you know, be it from a railroad or power line or, you know, just the neighbor's property and everything. So that's another really good reminder. And I think it's a timely topic, you know, as I said. So anything else that you would like to share with us on this topic?
I don't think so. I think the main thing is that we want to be sure that people understand that there are experts out there that do different types of appraisals. You know, and there are a lot of different reasons to do them, for estate planning, division of marital assets, you know, buyer-seller negotiations, government acquisition, or business mergers. There's just a lot of reasons that people might need appraisals, and you never think about it until you actually need one. So we do a wide range of those, and just want people to know that.
You know, I thought of one more thing that I probably would like to kind of stress. We are certified appraisers, and sometimes we'll get called out to do an appraisal after some other real estate professional has been there and maybe provided some information, but people should make sure that when they're doing estate planning or trust work, or they're trying to figure out how to approach maybe a utility company because they're putting an easement across their property, you want to make sure you get a certified, licensed appraiser. That's the person that's trained and has the credentials that the attorneys want to see, the IRS wants to see, and again, that's what we have at Sunview Real Estate.
Well, that's a really good reminder, and yeah, I think that is a great point, and I think it's been quite informative. So I really appreciate all of you coming on board the program today, and hey, you know, we do have the folks from K-State Research and Extension on a lot talking about getting a soil sample so that you know what your soil is like. Well, this is kind of similar almost, I think. There's some parallels here. You know, have an appraiser out to say, you know, where you're at, because you guys are in the information business, really. I mean, you're giving us a lot of information on, you know, what we have, because otherwise, you know, we can be kind of grasping at straws here trying to figure out, you know, what exactly a property is worth. So, you know, I think people should not hesitate to call you guys if they do have a question. And what is the best way to get a hold of you if people do want to seek out your services?
You can give us a call at the office. And we got two locations, James. We got our location up here in El Dorado. Also, we have our newer location in Fredonia that we've kind of kicked off here in the last year or so. You can call the office if you have any questions, 620-607-2445, or you can call up here at El Dorado to the office, 316-321-6100. If you have any questions anything regarding real estate, appraisals, auctions, that's what we specialize in. And so give us a call if you're considering any of those, or if you have any questions. We're also booking auctions right now, so if that's on your mind, give us a call. We'll come out and look at it, and be happy to give you our expertise on that and go from there. So you can also reach me on my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131.
All right. Well, Keith, David, Sean, it's been a pleasure. Always informative when we have you guys on. And you're great resources for appraisals and auctions and real estate and all that good stuff. So do appreciate it and look forward to chatting again soon.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, James.
All right. You take care. That is the folks from Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. We always look forward to chatting with them and always look forward to more Open Line. That's coming up here on KGGF.